Hello everybody, Adam at Flash Building here, and this one's going to be short and sweet. We're going to be working in Flash CS3 and ActionScript 3, and this will also work in CS4 with your ActionScript 3 projects. And we have a forum member who's looking to load external SWFs into the main FLA container file, or the main SWF container file, like we show in one of our tutorials, and I link to it here. And so you can see the URL to that tutorial that shows you the files that I'm about to adjust here to expand them and give the functionality that the Nimchi was asking for. And so what we'll do is, what Nimchi wants is to have the external SWF buttons inside of it control the main timeline of the main file. And that's exactly what I'll show you how to do, okay? So let's minimize this. Let's open up main file. So you can see AS3 command externally loaded SWFs. That's the name of the tutorial. Okay, so all we have to do is open my main file from that tutorial lesson. And I'm going to package up this whole new tutorial in its own separate package. That way things will stay separated. And new, since this is different functionality. Okay, so here you can see there's nothing but these words. Let's just get those off here, remove them. You can see there's nothing on the timeline, it's just the code. There's no objects here, there's just the code that's calling in the external SWF. And then we control the items in the SWF. But what our user wants, our forum member wants, is a more of like a click function to where the buttons. So we'll duplicate that rollout event listener right there, and then we'll give it a click name here. We'll just say click my clip click. So all we need is a little function. Let's call it my clip click function. We just duplicated that rollover function, or the myClipOut function, and we renamed it myClipClick. So now we'll just change this to say go to and stop, let's say 20 of this main timeline. This is what the user's after. Let me show you now. Let's go to frame 20, new keyframe. Let's just put the word yay. I did it. See how easy that is? Now what's going to happen is when I click the buttons, or in my example, they're going to be little blue balls flying around. When I click those, but those would be your buttons. Just pretend that those are your buttons. It's the same thing. So if they're sitting still, if they're moving, it doesn't matter. We're going to give them the the items in the external SWF are going to control our main timeline here. It's going to shoot to frame 20 when we click them of the main timeline. And you saw the code adjustments. I just add an event listener for click. Let's make sure this says click. And then go to and stop 20 of the main timeline here. You see, it's pretty easy. There's a couple of ways you can go about this too. There's many ways to skin a cat in Flash. So let's press Control Enter and see if when I click on the blue balls that are flying around, if it shoots the main timeline here to frame 20. And we'll see if that happens. So we should see the blue balls and the word yay. If it doesn't work, we won't see the word yay. Okay, so there's the blue balls. Oh wait, sorry. Let's put a stop action here. If you're gonna have a timeline, you gotta have a stop action there. If you're going to have more than one frame, or else it'll loop. Okay, so now our stop action comes in. There's our externally loaded SWF. It came in. You see that? Now, if I say these are your buttons in your external SWF, when you click one, you see that? I clicked it, and it shot to frame 20 of this main timeline. You'll see that? That's how it works. Very easy. So I'll package this up, and maybe I won't have it for download, but I'll at least get the video up so you guys can see exactly what I did and modify that file. Or I might just stick the lesson up I'll have the source files in the description of the video if I do. Okay, see you next lesson.